The Brothers Quibble by Aaron Blaby.
Read by Mr. Rook.
Sound effects by J41.
Spaulding Quibble ruled the roost.
King Spaulding.
He shared it with no other. But then his parents introduced a brand new baby brother. Spaulding didn't understand. He felt a bit delirious. He took his mother by the hand and said,
"You can't be serious. Is this some sort of joke?"
he cried.
"It really isn't funny."
"Hush now, Spaulding,"
mother sighed.
"Say hello to Bunny."
Mother kissed her babe to sleep. Father watched with pride. And Spaulding felt a feeling creep from somewhere deep inside.
"Curse you, devil!"
Spaulding spat, then ran and slammed the door.
"I rule the roost, and that is that. From now on, this means war!"
And so began young Spaulding's spree of unprovoked attacks. He traumatized his family, and no one could relax. His mother's nerves were shot to bits. His father's head was balding. And Bunny's life was just the pits. So what to do with Spaulding? For months on end they'd lived in gloom, and all day long they'd shout, but time did pass. Yes, pass it did. And Bunny Quibble grew. He grew into an actual kid. Yes, that's what babies do. He learned to sit. He learned to crawl. He even learned to walk. He learned to dodge a cricket ball. And then he learned to talk.
Spaulding.
And when young Bunny found his voice and spoke that simple word,
Spaulding.
Well, things did change. Oh, yes, rejoice. A miracle occurred. You see, despite the pain that came with every whack or shove, Bunny spoke his brother's name with nothing less than love. With every word or game he'd play, or every cheerful scribble, Bunny seemed to only say, and even when the bully boy was sentenced to time out, Bunny would invent a ploy to break his brother out. And slowly all this love began to thaw young Spaulding's heart. His evil-minded master plan, it gently fell apart.
"You're really funny, Bunny."
In time, he slowly came to see that living with his brother was not a total tragedy. In fact, they liked each other. Oh, of course, it wasn't always grand. Nor was it always sunny. And Spaulding came to understand you shouldn't mess with Bunny. But even though it came to blows and every day they fight.
Bunny! Bunny and Spaulding rule the roost! Bunny and Spaulding rule the roost!
These days, Spaulding sort of knows that Bunny is all right.